Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. With little more left than 2 weeks before the presidential election, both major presidential candidates campaigned in battleground states yesterday. Democrat Joe Biden was in North Carolina. He argued the nation can't tolerate another Trump term.
Four more years of Donald Trump will fundamentally change the nature of this country for several generations.
President Trump spoke to a rally in Carson City, Nevada. He said he's the only choice for voters concerned about their right to bear arms.
Here it is. It's me. I'm all you have between your Second Amendment and chaos and all the problems. It's me. I'm all you have.
Both candidates urged their supporters to vote early. A final presidential debate is scheduled for Thursday in Nashville, Tennessee. Colorado fire crews battled multiple wild fires this weekend. The Cameron Peak Fire near Fort Collins is the largest in state history. Another blaze broke out Saturday near Boulder. Desmond O'Boyle of member station KUNC has more.
Both fires grew Saturday due to gusty winds and dry conditions, forcing hundreds of evacuations, including the town of Jamestown. Weather did improve Saturday night with the arrival of a cold front. Evan DiRenzo is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
The cooler, a little bit wetter, and easterly winds that came in from the northeast will hopefully give us a little bit of a break.
DiRenzo says no significant rain is in the forecast for the next week. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says air quality remains very poor from Fort Collins to Denver. For NPR News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle in Greeley, Colorado.
The British government has told the European Union's top negotiator not to bother coming to London this week to continue talks on a post-Brexit trade deal. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, the EU says its plans to keep trying haven't changed.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it's pointless to hold this week's scheduled round of talks on reaching a trade agreement after EU leaders told Britain it needs to change its positions. UK Cabinet Minister Michael Gove told the BBC it's Brussels which has to budge.
We're certainly not saying if they do change their position, we can't talk to them.
Long-standing disagreements remain over regulations to govern the two sides' relationships starting January when the post-Brexit transition period ends. There's an additional irritant now with a British plan to declare it has unilateral rights to change the internationally negotiated situation on the border between the UK's Northern Ireland and EU member Ireland. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Israel and Bahrain agreed yesterday to establish formal diplomatic relations. Bahrain becomes the fourth Arab state to normalize ties with Israel. You're listening to NPR News. A United Nations arms embargo against Iran expired yesterday. The expiration is part of an international nuclear arms deal with that country. Iran would now be free to buy weapons to replace those dating back to the Islamic Revolution and to sell its own gear abroad. Iranian officials say it has no plans to go on a weapons buying spree. Other nations may be reluctant to sell weapons to Iran, fearing American financial retaliation. Ottawa is not ruling out help for its embattled airline industry, which has been struggling from the coronavirus pandemic. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, that could mean taking a financial stake in some airlines.
Ottawa's Intergovernmental Affairs Minister Dominic LeBlanc told the CTV network the issue is being discussed, as well as what other options of support the government might offer. Last week, Canada's second-largest carrier, WestJet, said it would suspend flights to four cities in Atlantic Canada and pare down some others. The airline said it can no longer maintain a full network because of a lack of travel demand due to the pandemic. And in June, Air Canada said it would suspend service to about 30 regional routes. LeBlanc says the airlines still have to answer the issue of how to compensate passengers after the coronavirus led to mass cancellations. Most were given vouchers instead of refunds. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
In baseball, the World Series is set. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Atlanta Braves 4-3 last night to capture their 25th National League pennant. The Dodgers will take on the Tampa Bay Rays for the title. Game 1 is tomorrow night. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.